but they still can have a great deal of personality. So God's Holy Spirit comes into our brain and connects with our human spirit. There is a spirit in man. Christ said as he died to his Father, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit." And that is exactly what happened. Christ died, but in a deep, profound sleep, that spirit, in all the accumulated wisdom and knowledge and all the experiences of 33 and one half years tabernacling in human flesh that he had accumulated to be able to take back up to heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father on high, to be yours and my daily high priest, that accumulated knowledge was simply asleep, but it was intact. It was there. You might say it was almost like a computer chip, that your hard drive on your PC had been demolished by a sledgehammer, but the computer chip was there, and you could take it and put it into a new computer, and the old computer is completely wasted and just so much junk, but you crank it up, and lo and behold, all of your files and everything is there. Every little bit of knowledge and memory is still there. Merely an analogy. Now it says, "You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you," verse 9 of Romans 8. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. This is a problem for people who want to believe in the absolute nonsense of the hypostasis which was postulated by some of these characters back in 325 AD and has been accepted by the parent of the parent or whatever. The worldwide, it was backed straight into the mainstream fundamentalist doctrine of the mystery of three in one and the Trinity. But there is a North Pole and a South Pole. There is positive and negative magnetic forces. There are two sexes. There are two nostrils, two eyes, two ears, two hands, two legs, two arms. There are so many evidences throughout all of animal life and even plant life in the creation of Almighty God that there is duality. There was the first man, Adam, and the second man, Adam, which is Christ. There's the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. There's God the Father and Christ the Son. Now it says that God is a spirit, and God has a spirit, meaning that God has his power, his ability, his energy, that he is able to, by divine fiat, project away from him billions of miles. He is able to project by his spiritual reach through the limits of the universe, if there are limits, which apparently there aren't, and we can't even understand that. Our minds will not comprehend that. But God the Father has a spirit. Now notice, we receive the Spirit of God. But it also says, if Christ be in you, and then it says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And here's a little bit of the mystery. They are distinctly separate persons of the Godhead, but they are one in purpose, in intent, in